One of the pioneers of punk rock died yesterday. Joe Strummer was the lead singer of the British band The Clash. The Clash was perhaps the most influential of the British new wave groups. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that The Clash was as important to teenagers in the late 70s as the Rolling Stones were to a generation before.
Joe Strummer came of age in a hard-living milieu where people died young, but no one expected it in his case. Strummer's passions were all political. As the frontman for the punk rock group The Clash, Joe Strummer seemed to bite every word he sang in his fury against injustice.
This is a public service announcement with guitar!
Joe Strummer joined up with Mick Jones, Paul Simonon, and Nicky Topper Headin in 1976, when British youth were entranced by the Sex Pistols' blistering bellows. But they sang about pressing political issues such as race, class, and consumerism. Strummer remembered the period in a 1999 interview with NPR.
We had a lot of labor troubles, governments were falling over. Everyone had that feeling of chaos was in the air, and that's certainly what sparked off the UK punk scene.
Chris Salowitz is a British music journalist who's known the Clash members for almost 20 years. He vividly remembers one of their earliest shows when they were part of a lineup of pale Sex Pistols imitators.
The Clash came on, but they're absolutely staggering. And Joe was in the middle of it all, being gobbed on, being spat at by the punks down the front. And you were just drawn immediately to him by this kind of blur of energy and color.
Joe Strummer helped push punk to new heights. He was part of a long tradition of British art school dropouts who wished to better the world through their bands.
Ring, ring, 7 a.m., move yourself to go again. Cold water in the face brings you back to this awful place.
It wasn't easy being part of The Clash. The group was wildly popular until their breakup in the early 1980s. Hardcore punks took the band to task for signing with a major label, although The Clash did their best to change the system from within. But Strummer always considered himself an outsider. And musician Elvis Costello says Strummer's style was hardly constrained by dogma.
It was always done with a swagger and got people like thinking about it, but also moving themselves around at the same time. It wasn't like a history lesson or a political speech, you know, it was a thrilling sound that they made.
After the band's breakup, Joe Strummer appeared in a number of independent movies. He began to get his music career back on track at the end of the 1990s, recording with a group called the Mescaleros. The Clash are scheduled to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and fans were eagerly anticipating a reunion. In his 1999 NPR interview, Strummer said he looked back at the stands he took with pride.
The fact was that we were absolutely brilliant at what we did, and now I begin to really see. You just get more and more proud of it. It was like laying something down for future generations to go, hey, check that out, you know?
In a statement today, British singer Billy Bragg said one of the hardest things to do in rock and roll is walk it like you talk it. Joe Strummer epitomized that ideal. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. Your boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania.